journalists are writing about overall trends and society at large. And we have to figure out in your media messaging, how does your company fit into those overall trends? How does your company or your brand, how does it fit into your community?
Hey, what's up, branding experts? Arek here, and welcome to On Branding Podcast. And today I have a very special guest, Marin Richardson, and she's the CEO and founder of Disrupt PR. And she's a former national on-air TV reporter turned PR expert. So she's been recognized as one of the top 100 women in PR. Hello, Marin. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you. That's such a nice intro.
Thank you so much. Today we are going to talk about public relations. And so you are a former journalist, right? And you've been on television and you've reported thousands of news. And what motivated you to actually shift from TV reporting to founding your own company and agency?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I realized I had a very special skill. I think I woke up one day and realized I have been pitched by publicists and PR agencies thousands and thousands of times. I have seen so many pitches, so many ideas for stories. And one day I just realized, wow, if I could approach life and my career from the other side of things, how different that would be. And I realized how awesome I could be helping clients actually get into the news by solidifying stories. I always like to say we at Disrupt PR, we speak journalists when it's a language. So when we approach reporters and journalists who are at TV stations or newspapers or podcasts, we know exactly what to tell them. And the reason is because I used to work in these places. So when people, when we pitch stories for our clients and people are looking out for those pitches in their email or their inbox or their voicemail, they respond to us and they respond to me because they, so some of them know me, but a lot of them, they just know that I speak the language and they understand, okay, this is a great brand or this is a great story pitch. Let's do a story. Let's write an article about them or get them on the news.
It makes sense. So because it's all about the relationships, right? That's one thing. And the second thing is that this world from the inside out, so they're more likely, even if you don't know them, if you, let's say you approach some other publications, as you mentioned, you speak their language, okay? So that's more likely that they're gonna work with you actually, right? Can you just talk to us, for those who maybe are not super familiar with the process, what's the actual process of getting featured in some big publications, how long it takes, and so on? Can you just walk us through some, maybe some examples?
Of course. So when a client comes to us, we start with creating their media messaging. So a lot of times people will think, oh, I have media messaging. Check out our website. You'll see our CEO, his bio or her bio, her founder story. It's really interesting. Oftentimes it's not. You know, what journalists want to write about is not necessarily your company. Journalists are writing about overall trends and society at large. And we have to figure out in your media messaging, how does your company fit into those overall trends? How does your company or your brand or your initiative or your nonprofit, how does it fit into to your community, to the planet? So I think that our first step is figuring out what that media messaging is. And this is what our team does really well. We editorialize our clients and we help figure out how we can place them in the news by coming up with creative angles and messaging that will get journalists' attention. And sometimes just stating who you are and what you've done and the company that you're running is not enough. So that's where we come in and we really try to curate that media messaging. So that's how we really start our PR campaigns. From there, we will start by identifying the demographics. For example, let's say you own a company and you're selling cell phone cases, okay? And you want to be written up in women's health. I would say that doesn't necessarily make sense because your target demographic may actually be reading TechCrunch or may actually be reading or listening to something else. So we really want to make sure we're going to where your target demo is. Of course, there are outlets like the New York Times or the Today Show, which everybody consumes, but sometimes the most bang for your buck in terms of PR is going to come from those smaller outlets, those niche outlets. So if you're running a branding podcast, for example, you probably have a lot of people in on this podcast listening to this podcast who are interested in branding. And that's great for you. That's very on brand. That's wonderful for you. So I think that's the same kind of idea in PR. We want to find your demographic. So that's the second step, is identifying the demographic. And then the third step is pitching reporters. So a lot of times we'll email them, we'll call them, we call our contacts, but we get a gauge. And sometimes they're like, hey, we're covering a war right now in Israel. We do not have time to write about X and X. We hit us up in a few months, but that's great. To me, that's a conversation that has started and has begun on behalf of my client. And these conversations, it takes months to get a placement sometimes. Sometimes it takes 2 hours, but sometimes it takes months. And I think the reason it takes so long is because earned media is hard. It's earned. It's not marketing. Marketing, you pay for it. Like, you send Facebook $1,000 and they'll run your ads and send it to your target demographic. But there very rarely is any authority or credibility that comes with that. That's just like anybody can pay for a $1,000 ad on Facebook. With PR, we're earning you media, and people know that you must, your company and your founder must have done something really badass to get written about. They don't know what it is, but they know that the media has vetted you. And that's what we provide, is that authority, that credibility that really helps companies take their, you know, financially and also just from a logistical standpoint, take their brand to the next level.
It makes sense. Definitely makes sense. So just to sum up for our listeners, you come up with a message first. You try to figure out what is trending now, what are the news, and how this company can potentially fit into those. And then you focus on demographics, right? So as you mentioned, the best bang for your buck is with the most relevant publications, right? So even if it's a smaller publication, it fits your demographics, that's better for you. And the last thing you said is that this is earned, right? So is the difference between actually marketing is you spend money. Anyone can do this. It's very competitive. And with PR, it's totally different. You have to find your way and attach your company to the current trends or news. And you get much more eyeballs on your company, right? It's much harder to actually get featured in those publications. And I came across your post on LinkedIn, which I found really interesting, where you were talking about getting one of your clients featured in Bloomberg. Can you maybe just talk to us about some of the process, some of the challenges, so that our listeners can get an idea of the process?
Yeah, we recently got a client featured in Bloomberg, and it was the LinkedIn post really dives into how lengthy this process was. And sometimes people are like, what do PR teams do? What don't we do? I think that it started with us reaching out several months ago and them saying, yeah, I'm interested, but I don't have time for this. As I mentioned earlier, the news unravels in different ways. Things happen around the world. And sometimes they're covering the Iowa caucus. They have no time to cover whatever you're pitching. I think that building that relationship is really important, which is what I was talking about on LinkedIn. So reaching out to get some momentum, plant a seed in a journalist's head about my client and say, hey, this client is, let's just say I'm tying this to something that's happening. Let's just say it's a real estate client. Okay. And the real estate market is crazy right now. It's so expensive. Interest rates are so high. And let's just say this client really wants to be featured somewhere like Bloomberg. Just the fact that they have this amazing apartment complex is really not enough. But delving deeper, we can attach this company to the overall picture that the housing crisis is horrible right now. So this is a potential solution. This company is creating this large conscious community that allows people to take sound baths and meditation and have a sense of community in their living space. Mm-hmm. Super, super different. So we'll attach it to something that's happening in the news, and then we may not get a bite, and that's okay. And we continue to follow up and keep those relationships going. I think when you pitch a journalist a solid story, they're interested. They want to keep you in the back of their head because they know that you're a good source. If you pitch them a crappy story, then they'll never respond to you. So that's why I think with that LinkedIn post, I was really emphasizing the idea of following up. I think that placement took 4 months of us following up. And in the meantime, while we were working on that placement, we were getting the client on a bunch of lists so that when you Google top places to live or whatever it may be, depending on your brand, they're starting to come up and starting to get place on Google. So it's a process, and it's a lot of, in the world of publicity, it's a lot of look left, look right, do this, do that, do this, like figure out this. Okay, we're working on this. This has not quite succeeded to where we thought it was going to be. Cool, let's start working on this. We'll come back to that. So it's a lot of adaptability. And I think that's really important for our team and anyone working in PR is to like, don't work on one thing and then forget about it. Like really be adaptable, be innovative and create.
And be flexible. So is it safe to say that the sooner you start, the better for you, right? Because the landscape, and as you mentioned, you can put this company on a list, can start the conversations, and it takes time. Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it's more like kind of immediate, right? So the sooner you start, the better it is for you. And is that correct?
Yeah, I think anyone who's not investing in PR is leaving money on the table, frankly. PR goes in conjunction with marketing. So someone sees a commercial about your brand or your company, or they see an advertisement on Facebook, and then they Google you and nothing comes up, nothing except your website. It's, wait a second, this weight loss company is not legitimate, or this new wearable watch, this isn't legitimate. This is an Apple. You look up Apple, Apple's been written about thousands of times. That's what you want. You want to be written about so that when people go to Google you, they actually find articles and they know, okay, they were featured in Inc. as the new hottest wearable tech in 2024. That's impressive. And I think that goes a really long way, not just with B2B consumers, but B2C consumers. It just, it hits differently when you've been featured. It's like a massive stamp of approval that the brand gets to wear on their arm every single day.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of credibility, right? And I'm glad you said that because it comes back to branding, right? So as you mentioned, marketing works with PR and it's connected to branding, right? So without, as you mentioned, if you run ads and people will check you out, people will Google your brand, right? So the more coverage you have out there, articles, different PR in different publications, the better it is for you, because that's ultimately, that's what it is. That's branding. That's building your authority. That's credibility.
Absolutely.
Okay. And we've talked about the benefits of public relations over marketing. Are we missing anything if we compare those two, perhaps for those who are listening and they are just contemplating whether they should spend money on marketing or they should go with PR or they should do both? Do you have any pros and cons or anything like that?
I would say wait until you're ready and do both. I think pros and cons are, pros are you're going to reach your demographic with marketing right away.
Yeah.
And let's say you're advertising on Facebook. When you really are looking to scale to a larger level and a larger scale, Facebook ads can only go so far. At some point, you're looking to scale from 10 million to 100 million or a million to 10 million. You have to go beyond ads. And I think that if you're just starting, I would go with ads 100% because that's just going to help you get customers in the door to make you some money to afford new business ventures and PR. But when you're really ready to scale to a larger level, you have to think about your public perception. You have to start building the blocks when introducing your brand to society at large.
Right. That makes sense. And as my last questions, do you see any upcoming trends in regards to PR and marketing in general? Is there landscape changing? What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of people ask this. It's funny you say this. So many clients come to us and they actually raise their hand and they ask for press releases. And I would say most of our clients do. And I almost, sometimes I do them. I almost always reject that idea because press releases don't work. And in 2024, like, for example, when is the last time you read a press release?
I cannot even remember.
Yeah. So not a lot of people read press releases. I think that they go out to a wire. They're intended somewhat for journalists, and then journalists will decide if they want to write about you. But what I see in the future is targeted pitching, where we're reaching out to journalists directly and we're asking them to write about a specific story. Because a press release is usually very self-serving. Hey, look at what we've done. Look who we hired. Look how much money we're making. Look how all these people we've helped. Look how we donated all this to this. And I think that at some point, that's only going to go so far. It gets out on the wire and it just sits there. So I almost always reject that idea. And I tell clients, I want to work with you, but we've got to come at this from a different angle. We need to disrupt in the PR space. We need to reach out to reporters. We need to come up with a campaign idea. Sending out a press release is just, to me, it's dead.
Right. So you need to be smart about that. And that's where your agency comes in. and you have the knowledge to do it the right way, right? Attach the company to the story or to the news, so it's more interesting and it's more likely for those journalists to be able to work with you and get this company featured sooner than later. So that's great. And so we're going to link to your website, Disrupt PR. And for those who just want to learn more, maybe have some questions, what was the best way to connect with you?
So send me an email, Marin, M-A-R-I-N, okay, at disruptpr.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.